Track 11, David Clayton Meets. This month, David has been looking back at some of the artists who played gigs in Norfolk before they hit the big time. And there are certainly one or two big names here.
It's amazing what you accumulate over the years when you've been broadcasting to Norfolk for decade after decade. But I have in front of me a photocopy of a letter from NEMS Enterprises Limited, from Brian Epstein, the manager of the Beatles, to a promoter in Norfolk, quoting the Beatles at £150. But they hadn't got any Saturdays until May 1963. They were just getting famous. And thinking that this wouldn't be an economical price for this man in Norfolk, Brian Epstein helpfully suggests that he could offer them Jerry and the Pacemakers for £40 or Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas for £30, bearing in mind those bands would have to have travelled from Liverpool to Norfolk. I've no record of whether this man ever booked the Beatles or Jerry and the Pacemakers or Billy J. Kramer. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But there was a man who did book the Beatles in January 1963 for later that year. He took the gamble and he was called Ray Aldiss from Norwich, along with his business partners. And they put the Beatles on at the Grosvenor Rooms at the bottom of Prince of Wales Road. Now, that venue is no longer there, but there is a blue plaque on the wall of the office block, which is on the site. So the Beatles played Norwich. Ray paid £250, a fortune. But by then, the Beatles were getting more famous. They'd had a minor hit. They were soon to have a number one record. He put on a band called Ricky Lee and the Hucklebucks as a support band, and the Beatles came and did Norwich. Those people who were there are getting quite old now. Those people who've still got a ticket, wow. Those people who've still got the ticket and perhaps some autographs, double wow, and several thousand pounds in the bank. Anyway, the Beatles did the gig. Between setting up and doing a sound check and actually playing, they went off to get some food. They went to Valori's Fish and Chip Shop on Rose Lane in Norwich and queued up with everyone else. Yeah, there should be a plaque on the wall there too. But bands working before they were famous at what seems like ridiculous prices, there are all sorts of stories. Like Pink Floyd did the Floral Hall in Galston, which then became the Ocean Room, but back in the summer of 67, very much the Floral Hall, promoted by a chap called Howard Platt, who was probably the DJ on the night as well. And Pink Floyd did the gig, but they came from the Isle of Man, and Howard was very worried they'd get there in time. He even went to Manchester Airport to escort them to Galston, which was always difficult to find before motorways. In fact, the band flew into London, so Howard wasted his time, but never mind, they got there. But the terrible thing was their PA wouldn't work. They couldn't get it working, so had to borrow the PA system of the support band, the Alex Wilson set, from Norfolk. And they didn't sound as good in any way. They were doing weird psychedelic stuff, which was just right for 1967, but the Galston audience wanted the pop hits of the day, so the Alex Wilson set had to do extra time to play all those hits. Anyway, Pink Floyd did it. They got a couple of hundred quid, and they became worldwide famous and still are. And the other band that did a gig long before they were famous, well, just on the cusp of being famous, was the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Jimi Hendrix was the American legendary guitarist who came to prominence just around the spring of 67. But Howard Platt, again, this wonderful promoter who could spot a band before they were famous, booked Jimi Hendrix to play the Orford Cellar. Now, the Orford Cellar was a legendary venue in Norwich, just as the Cavern Club was in Liverpool. And it was small, sweaty, and extremely loud. You can imagine Jimi Hendrix playing in the cellar. And that, by the way, is just under Nando's on Red Lion Street, no longer a venue for bands since about the early 70s, I think. So Hendrix played, and after that, one of his records went in the charts, and he became, well, legendary status until his early death in 1970. Can you guess how much he got paid? I'll tell you. The promoter gave him, and he was very grateful to have it, £39.
Thank you, David. Does anyone remember going to hear the Beatles in the Grosvenor Rooms down Prince of Wales Road? More importantly, who remembers Valori's Fish Bar on Rose Lane? I do.